Do not miss one of Brazil's most amazing vocalists, Fabiana Coza, the pillars of Jinawi tradition, Mukhtar Ghania, and Jinawa Soul. The electric blues of the fabulous Don Tyler Watson. Live moments of pure beauty with a South African performance by Derek Gripper and the Griot of Corazal Kisisoko. For the full program and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
NTSS.
Your raincoat ready. We throwing major shit this morning. The drama's out. Montreal, my city, 7 o'clock in the morning. The number one morning show in the country. Let's start off with that new burner boy. You know what I mean? Let's set that tone. DJ Maddie, Lambo's in the building. You know what they say? What's a Kia to a Lambo? You know the doors only go up. We on Fridays. The morning detour. Let's go.
Yes, Montreal, 7:03 in the morning. Number one morning show in the country. We on Fridays. This is the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. This morning is no jazz. This morning we throwing out the shade, boy. Oh, boy. Over the weekend, the disrespect. So in Montreal, we in love black media. We ain't got love for our black broadcasters. Oh, we're going to talk about that this morning, boy. Listen, CRTC can find me. They can mail it to CKT. Luis, I apologize. You know what I mean? This one's for all the black broadcasters in the country, man. We got to be treated right at these festivals, man. They doing us dirty. But I told y'all we'll get you back. This is our platform. Let's go.
Yeah.
one I gotta do with the job. Me, I no get time, I did that, bada. Dada cover my face, calling me la bada. Biggie man, we know the way I bada.
Tell me, my nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley. Take your time, ride the whip. I no feet, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley. The girl them, ride the whip. I no feet.
Make you no say anything when you do, they must commend it.
I can't come and keep myself.
So anything when they do, I they try to they do on my way.
I can't come and keep myself.
Plenty, plenty, plenty survive we face. Just to make your money day. But my people then go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want chop life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want tunnel.
Tell me, my nigga, what's it come? G-Wagon, all the Bentley. The girl them, ride the whip. I no feet, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley. The girl them, ride the whip. I no feet.
Different things them happening, schemes and packaging. In a one night for shows, I'm juggling. Flow like the ocean, my boat, I'm
paddling. Yes, early in the morning, man, early in the morning. Big up. Made in Montreal official. Make sure you get that gear. Made in Montreal official. We're coming off that beautiful photo shoot on Wednesdays. You guys talk the pictures on IG. What's crazy? We got way more coming. So big up, Made in Montreal official. Make sure you follow him on IG. It's the morning detour. We still got some more vibes this morning before we kick it off. Let's go.
My nigga, what's it going? G-Wagon, all the Bentley. The girl them, ride the whip. I no feet, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley. The girl them, ride the whip. I no feet, die for nothing.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
You already know when you hear this one, it's like, I don't know if we're going to go to work this morning. We might stay in, William. X-Wab, we might stay in this morning. It's Friday. You know you got sick days, man. You got to hold that team this morning. You know how we're doing things, man. It's the Morning Detour. The number one morning show in the country, man. If it's urban, if it's black, you already know it's CKT 90.3 FM. We on Fridays.
Nobody's this hype this early. They see him on drugs.
Girl, I got the money, what's it make your mind up? If you're loving everything, I can make your mind up. Not only you give me love, but make me nice, I feel make your mind up. Girl, I love you, plus I never make you minus. If I let you smoke it, you gon' lose my lighter. If you paranoid, then I'ma spend a night.
You look like that loving every day. Diamond eyes on you, if I'm money, I go pay. For your love, I go pay, It ain't making my DJs, from the back on replay. For your love, I go play. For your love, I go play.
Make a psycho, make a traffic psycho. Baby, every night, see, I go drive a psycho. Every duty, don't they make me mad? Make you sing to the mic.
Be my queen, girl, you are that looking in your eyes, oh. Show you many things you can utilize, oh. If I say I love you, then I tell you like so. Show you everything when I get in my zone.
Judah, make you utilize up. Y'all when we talk, they will go revive up. Give you many things, we could they make you dance up. Y'all make you back up to the stand of mic.
If his phone ring and he never call you back, you should leave him. Let me put some money in your bag, you don't need him.
What I mean is, if he do you bad, you pay your reason.
It ain't where you been, girl, it's where you at. Where
you
at?
Think of that loving every day. Diamond eyes on you, if I'm money, I go pay.
What's free? Free is when nobody else can tell us what to be. Free is when the TV ain't controlling what we see. Told my niggas I need you. Do all the fame, you know I stay true. What's free? My niggas what's free?
Hold on. That's how you feel, DJ Maddie. We gotta do it for the culture this morning. Black artists under attack. Black broadcasters under attack. We might have to go back to Lagos, Lambo. We might have to go back to Nigeria. Hold on, put your mic on. We might have to go back to Nigeria this morning.
We didn't go to Nigeria. Trust me.
We got to take it back to the roots. Montreal, my city, the best morning show in the country. We in the building. We on Fridays. Moon Chaser, Lambo.
Told my niggas I need you. Through all the fame, you know I stay true. Pray my niggas stay free. Made a few mistakes, but this ain't where I want to be. Before I'm judged by 12, put a 12 on my feet. Told my niggas I need you. Stay up, I know these times ain't true. Real life was
just
free.
Just a lad, I was cunning, just got a pad out in London. I keep stacking my money, y'all need a ladder by summer. 8K shots, niggas ducking straight shots. Been a top dog, that's before the K dots. Cracking in 06, immaculate showmanship. Talking like you Mitch, disastrous on the strip. Holding on your bitch, could've never sold you a brick. With them people, you never been on the list. Mona Lisa to me ain't nothing but a bitch. Hanging pictures like niggas swinging from his dick. We so different, you thought these didn't exist. The Megalodon, never seen on his wrist. I'm from the South where they never make it this rich. God is the greatest, but Satan been on his shit. Walking the pavement, I pray I'm illuminated. Over a decade and never nobody's favorite. Pot and kilo go hand in hand like we gambling huff. My amigo, 1 million grams when we count them and up. You was dead broke, I let you hold it back. You paid for it, but I fuck around and stole the track. Screaming gang, gang, now you wanna rap. Racketeering charges, caught them on the tap. Looking for a bond, lawyers wanna tax. Purple hair, got them faggots on your best, what? On your best, what? On your best, what? On your best, on your best.
Calling all the steppers to the front. Get ready for the show. Hey, it's on. We always number one when you get thumped.
DJ Maddie, Guardians of the Galaxy. Where's Scotty? Where you need him? X-Wham, you gotta get these guys. You're gonna beatbox these guys to death. The Jazz Fest is gonna get it this morning, I promise you. Boy, let's go.
They ain't think Greek was coming home. They ain't think Greek was coming home. They ain't think Greek was coming. They ain't think Greek was coming. They ain't think Greek was coming home.
Step how you want me to step for you, don't be no crash dummy. I ain't gonna tell you do nothing I wouldn't do, I'm just being a 100. Push for me same way I push for you, in the streets your credit good until it ain't. No snitching won't tell the truth, sky blue coupe, I dropped the roof. Bought a little puppet for my boo, you can see my through the tent. Ask Johnny, 5,000 or 2, Spanish, call me Poppy True. Free my little dog, it cut him loose, why they edit free shots to poop. Heavy stepping on like poop.
Ain't nobody know nothing, it's steel toe, yellow real snow. Put half on it and it's still strong. Dressing searching through my dresser drawer, all my pills gone. You did it first, I can't do did it worse, so I don't feel wrong. They gon' try to warn me about a crossover, the jail phone. Spraying magic on the envelope, we put his mail on. Shirt off when I skirt off, he the lamb rose. Brody was my friends, we was kids, we was sharing clothes. Still give him a headstone.
Stress up. We always number one when you thump. Hey, I'm back, and I still like to smack. Wait, might leave a couple up in sacks. Fifth, some if he ain't with me. Not the west, I'm from the east. Stress up and get up with me. You know that we pair our tabs. All the deaths are dropping fast. One on one, I cop them fast. Tracker count, I'm speeding. Kill me before I need it. Who said we was even? The old nine, I was reading. The old ten, I was leaving. If I said I changed, believe it.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Murder on the beach, so it's not nice.
I'm on the beach, sand in your feet. She only for me. I just brought special sand to the beach. Where you see, look that way. I need all your energy. Fuck on the beat all day. And it's water like the sea. Check my status, not in the bragging, but you stepping
up. You didn't get your Old Soap City tickets. You didn't get your Sunset Vibes ticket. This Sunday's going down at Beach Club. But you know, we're going to bring you the vibes early in the morning. It's the Morning Detour. Lambo's here. Moon Chaser, DJ Maddie, and the ones and twos. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the number one sneaker store in the city. I promise you, black art is under attack this morning. But we're going to respond to the shots what we do best. Me and Lambo, we firefighters. We love the smoke.
No more bro, nigga, she scream. No mas. Go look mama when she see it. She said, anaconda. Mama. All night to the morning. We just woke the sun up. Whoa, oh, oh. No sleep, ain't no sleepin', we stay, whoa, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, and we got it poppin' like, whoa, oh, oh, oh.
me lo tojo, que un poquito no quiero. Si me vas a antojar, ya dame el pedazo entero. Mami, envío el pin, cambió la ruta el vuelo. Pa' que le demos hasta abajo y lo hagamos hasta el suelo. Con sus amigas ella suele practicar. Vive lo que no le gusta inventar. Tanto brillo en el que yo te va a cegar. Ese casino plata yo le voy a sacar. Dime si está para invertir y duplicar. De medallo con los amigos, no andamos haciendo nuevos amigos. Estoy ganando, voy pa' arriba como Rigo. Por las prendas de platino, yo en el cambio solo que me puse más fino.
Whoa, oh, oh. No sleep, ain't no sleeping with the whoa, oh, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got it popping like whoa, oh, oh. Bad bitch with a body like whoa, oh, oh. She bad.
Show. See, I'm a savage, you're gonna have it, I'm gonna hear you go. You're the best, I'm in mind, you're
this
best
only one more chase. Nobody's this high, this early, they see them on drugs. I'm on the
rocket, I'm on the rocket. I'm on the rocket, I'm on the rocket. I'm on the rocket, I'm on the rocket.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
There's only one mood chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 91.3 FM.
Yeah. We gonna do a real New York this morning. Check one, check two. I don't know why I'm checking.
We're going to check everybody.
My cousin brought me out that candy fried chicken last night. 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm there with the chicken pork fried rice, with the chicken wings. I'm trying to soothe my wounds. Saturday, got my feelings hurt, man. I got my feelings hurt on Saturday, man. You know, I often tell people, when you're friends with people, you always have these moments. Mm. When you're going to know if your friends are real riding with you.
Yeah.
Especially when you newly meet someone, right?
Yeah.
So we've come together. We're doing the detour together for the summer. And hopefully beyond that. Mm-hmm. So we had our moment. We had our trial moment. And I'm going to get to the whole Jasmine story. But I just want to highlight something real early this morning. We had our trial moment.
Yep.
You know, X-Fam, I saw the look in Lambo's eyes on the right corner. So she was shooting back. I felt like I was in the Star Wars movie. We was out there with our lightsabers with our words, though. Mm. We're not promoting violence. And I saw from the corner of the eye, she was shooting. And then she paused. I was in there like the relay. It was like Bruni Surandam. I was ready. I was like, Usain Bolt and Jamaican running team. Well, for some reason, you know, we have a premier. Francois Legault said there's no systemic discrimination or racism in this province. And I like to differ. This morning, we're going to offer a beautiful case study.
Very beautiful case study.
There I say, first and foremost, I'd like to apologize to our Montreal listeners, those far and wide. Big up to New York. New Jersey, Connecticut, Crystal Lake, I see you. Shout out to everybody across the city. I lied to you guys. I promise you guys the Questlove interview. Mm-mm. I feel like a liar.
No, you didn't lie.
I feel like a liar.
You didn't lie.
Over 19,000 listeners. I apologize. I'm coming to you live on the YouTube Detour 514. I feel like a liar.
No, you didn't lie. The Jazz Fest did us dirty. That's what happened.
I was blocked from the greatness. But before we get to the Jazz Fest, let's salute Made in Montreal official there in the studio with us. They provided some clothes for myself and Lambo on Wednesday for our first photo shoot together.
Yep.
A lot of great pictures.
Amazing.
A lot of good stuff. Listen, man, Calvin Klein might need to call me. You might need to call some of your GQ connects. But Made in Montreal official, I love the clothing. It was really dope. You know, they gifted me one of the tops with the grill and the butterfly. I like
hot.
Artistic stuff.
Yeah, me too. It's hot.
Listen, I didn't know that you're a makeup artist. You know, when you have a blue check like Lambo, your makeup artist, she comes from far and wide.
Yeah.
Who brings up a makeup artist from Toronto? Don't we have makeup artists here?
We do, but apparently they said, I'm sorry, I'm not available right now.
Oh, okay. Nobody's available. So shout out to Perfect Finish Corp. Diane, you're beautiful, you're great, you're amazing. We like you.
Diane was great, man.
Yeah, she's amazing. Shout out to Diane, and trust me, she's going to be our girl from here on out.
Well, listen, man. Yo, Diane can come with us, man. Good people. So, I guess we'll get into the mail. So before I go to the mail, let me do a disclaimer early in the show.
Very early.
The views and opinions expressed by Weezy Moon Chase on Lambo is solely that. Dumb does not reflect upon CKT or McGill University. So now with all that said all the way, Louise, I apologize. Shout out to Alex. So how this thing works. At CKT, we have a musical director, Alex, right? So Alex is the one that sends out the requests for all these festivals.
Yep.
Montreal, we're a festival city. And so you would think, CKT, let me highlight some things to y'all if y'all don't know. CKT, we don't have an urban station in Montreal, but if we had a semblance of an urban station, it would definitely be CKT 9.3.
Exactly.
You have a great mix of BIPOC individuals and programmers on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So CKT would be your Hot 97 or Power 105. And the Morning Detour would be your Breakfast Club.
Exactly.
Or Ebro and those guys in the Morning Hot 97. Okay.
Yep.
For years, Alex and them has been begging the Jazz Festival to send the media accreditation. Now, for those that don't know, media accreditation means that we'll be able to go as programmers, as hosts, to go to these events, take pictures and stuff like that, which low-key feels like slavery, like how Kanye felt about the Yeezys with Nike, because Oshaga just sent me the same thing. These festivals want us, the programmers, to come cover your event, which I did for the Jazz Festival, so someone's in breach of our, you know, non-legal contract, but we have a verbal contract, right? So these festivals expect us to go out there, take pictures, report about it, promote it on our programs, and us in turn should have access to the media tent, you know, closer to the stage, closer to ours, so we can create our own connections and create our own avenues to get interviews and thus and the like. So for years, it's been up, I've been told, white people told me, this is not black people, it's been a struggle between CKT and the Jazz Fest and other festivals to get the media accreditation. And it's kind of funny, because we're the only station that really plays the music.
It's funny because we're also on FM radio, so I don't understand what's going on. We're not just streaming online. We're streaming. We're on FM. We're not getting the due respect that we deserve.
Oh, they're going to kill us. Everybody with their online, with the online hip-hop show.
Listen.
No shots on
there's no shade, but I'm just, we're speaking specifics about what's going on in Montreal when it comes to media accreditation, because you have bloggers and podcasters that are getting the accreditation, which is no shade to y'all, but we're on FM radio. We're supposed to be able to get these interviews, get our pictures to be able to create content, to be able to continue to pursue what we're doing and push what we're doing for our community. The black, listen, everybody wants to date our man, wear our clothes, look like us, perpetrate our hair.
She's going in early. We didn't get to that part. Now, let me add some more context. The Morning Detour, we've been on here about 3.5 years. The only urban morning show in the city, top rated. I'm the only black guy to ever be on the top 10 cult list in recent years for top radio hosts. Only coming off community radio. We have interviewed. We have interviewed celebrities, actors, entrepreneurs, millionaires, NBA stars, politicians. Man, who haven't we touched? But they say we just community radio, X-Wan. They say we just a community show. And I say all of this as I go into my story about the Jazz Fest. So a couple weeks ago, Alex sent me a thing. Hey, Weezy, man, I got the email to prove it. You guys got the media accreditation. We're going to the Jazz Fest. I'm so excited. Remember a couple years ago, coming off the Slav, for those who know the whole Slav incident, Jazz Fest wanted to have like this musical portrayal based on slavery music. But they try to say it's artistic. There's nothing artistic about black slavery at all.
Nothing.
But they apologized. We moved forward. So I was so excited. I was like, the Roots is coming. Another interesting caveat. Lambo actually knows the Roots. Not knows the Roots like I've seen them in passing. Not knows the Roots like, you know, I hit him up on IG. Knows the Roots like she knows Questlove by his government name.
Yeah, like I can pick up the phone and call him. Like I've been on the tour bus with them type deal many years ago.
You know what I mean? So, Lambo's talking about stories from like 15 years ago where her and the Roots and Jill Scott and them going
to Toronto.
Okay, so we the only urban morning show. Lambo really knows the Roots.
Mm-hmm.
We have the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I checked is the International Montreal Jazz Festival.
That's right.
Let me go into it.
Hold on, that's what it says. Festival International de Jazz de Montréal. So yeah, for those who y'all speak French, that's what the International Jazz Festival of Montreal. So,
So let's go through this timeline here, Lambo. And tell me if I'm wrong, Montreal. I'm just going to tell you how it went down. So last Monday, I go downtown to the Jazz Festival press room. First time down there. Mm-hmm. Right there by the Espace de Spectacle, whatever they call it. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I went up in there. Didn't see a lot of people that looked at me, but that's okay. That's fine. Went to the desk and said, hey, listen. I didn't say Weezy Moonchase. I said, me and Thomas.
Yeah,
from CKT. I came to pick up the press pass for myself.
my co-host for Atlanta, Cherianko. They said, okay. Boom. I said, okay. I said, I just want to let you guys know. Now, keep in note, I said this. I just want to let you guys know. Mm-hmm. We're the only Black Urban Morning Show. Annie and the Pillow Care won't really resonate with my listeners. Because they asked you, when I went to this, they asked you, okay, what are the main events you want to go to? I said, let's be honest, guys.
Yeah.
I said, look at me. And, you know, everybody kind of laughed. You kind of chuckled a little bit. I was like, okay. Oh, they're warm at the Jazz Fest. Kind of chuckled a little bit. I said, I'm here for the Roots and Child. I was very clear from the beginning. Yeah. I'm here for the Roots and Child. Only two people, me, Lambo. Very simple. They said, okay, what you need to do is go around the corner. There's another desk to apply for that. For major events, you got to apply again. So let me pause it right here. What I don't understand is that if you do a festival and you give out, let's say, 100 media passes, I'm under the thinking that I'm going to allocate 100 spaces for the media at said event. So don't ask me to promote your event, Jazz Festival. Don't ask me to come take pictures and then email it to your people. So basically, I'm doing legwork for you guys promoting your festival. And then in return, the one thing I asked from, which is not cutting you off your arm, which is not cutting off your nose, the one thing I asked, just give me media time access.
Exactly.
We never asked them to link us up with the Roots.
No.
And we don't get into how Lambo lined us up with Ray Angry from the Roots. And I have interviews coming after this madness.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say all that. So I go to the table on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to picture this. So when I turned the corner, it was like the Titanic coming into shore a little bit. It was like a table full of like five white people. Anybody looked up? It was kind of like, oh man, oh shit, we forgot we checked off the black box this year. They in the building, because it's the shock on their face. And I don't want to make people think like this is not a thing about race. This is a thing about civility. There's a way to treat people, and there's a way to go about your business.
Mm-hmm.
So I go around the table. And once again, I tell her. I said, listen, they're like, you know, I even spoke to them in French, Lambo.
Oh boy.
I said, okay.
You went there.
I said, I just want to see the Roots in Child. Similarly, that's all I want. They'll tell me, they say, are you sure? They say, yeah. They said, do you want the media pit? Do you want the media tent access and the photo pit? I said, Dumatsu. I said, give me everything.
Yeah.
I want all the access.
Mm-hmm.
She said, okay, I'll put you down. Let's note, once again, they said, you'll get an email throughout the week.
Which I have in my phone.
You'll get a... No, she's eager. I'm going to pass it to Lambo in a second. You'll get the email throughout the week because you have to come back again Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
To pick up another pass,
mm-hmm.
so you have access. Now, for me, it's a lot of pass picking up. It's a lot of red tape. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of slave work.
That's okay.
All puns intended.
Friday, Lambo hits me up. She's like, "Hey, Weezy, I just sent you a screenshot. We got an RSVP for Saturday."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Okay, cool. We're locked in.
Yeah,
we're locked in." I said, "You know what? Listen, this is not no shade, man. We're gonna start throwing some people on the bus this morning."
Mm.
So her former public relations person was Calhoun from Charisma Agency.
Mm-hmm.
So Calhoun used to represent Lambo, and she currently represents Ray Angry from The Roots.
Mm-hmm.
So through that kind of relationship, we're able to Lambo set up an interview with Ray Angry Saturday afternoon in the Jazz Press Room.
Mm-hmm.
The Jazz Press Room, you know, we're going to do a play about this. It's going to be on Broadway. Like, our melee, the Jazz Press Room will forever be tainted after this
it's
show.
It's going to be better than Slaves, don't worry.
So the whole thing's set up. Friday, we got the RSVP. Let's get to Saturday.
Yeah. But hold on. Weezy, you know what they said? They sent the email. I RSVP'd, and then they said, we look forward to seeing you.
No. Oh, they didn't look forward to us.
They didn't, but they said
they
were
looking forward to us. Don't lie.
That's what they said.
See the distraught, the lies, they hurt you, they play with you, they teased me. The Jazz Festival gave me blue balls. They teased me. I was excited, so Lambo sent me the thing, sent me the RSVP. I was like, yes, my heart was pumping fast. I said, you know, I called them sick on Saturday. I didn't even make no money. On top of it, I lost money Saturday.
Mm.
And I got my feelings hurt.
Mm-mm.
Saturday afternoon, driving on my lady down to meet Lambo down at the Jazz Festival press room. Around 3:37, I got an email.
Mm-hmm.
It says, your media pit and media tent for the Roots have been denied.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, must be a clerical error, X-Rap. We're the only Black Urban Morning Show.
Yeah.
We're the only people really that plays the song.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a top 40, Saquon Beat is not going to play that. And remember, I was on the panel. You know what I mean? I think Beat said they're okay playing 80s and 90s. Said, forget all the Francophone. Forget all the English new songs.
Yeah.
They're comfortable playing old-ass Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, and whatever Shania Twain tunes they want to play. Okay. So now my heart's pumping. So Maddie, I looked to Pinky. I told Pinky, we're going to be in something today. I said, I'm nervous because I don't think these people understand how serious Lambo is. It wasn't us.
Mm-mm.
I was fearing for them because they didn't understand. Because I've had, you know, for those who know me, I've had American parents for a long time.
And Lambo is American, so I know the temperament.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I know we don't take no slights.
I know we don't take no slights.
I know temperament. So watch my nervousness. Don't worry, Lambo's coming up. The feature presentation's coming up. So I go upstairs. I get there before Lambo. I go upstairs. My heart's pumping. I'm sweating. I said, here we go again. You know what I mean? Here we go, another black person. Man, I get up there. I got to beg, which is awkward because last time I checked, The Roots is a black hip-hop group.
Yep.
We're the only black urban morning show. But now I have to go through white people to go see people that represent the culture that I am in direct thing with.
Mm-hmm.
It's awkward. I go to the desk. I go to the desk. I don't know if she was. I don't know what she was. I don't know if she was Middle Eastern. I don't know what the young lady behind the desk was.
She wasn't black.
No, she wasn't black. She was black. So I go up to the desk, Maddie. I was like, yeah. I said, bonjour. I'm Ian from CKT. Mind you, I'm wearing my pass. I'm wearing my pass.
Pass number one.
We'll I know they trying to stop me two. Downstairs. You know when I was walking to the door, X, where I have to go into the Jazz Fest press room. I know if someone's ready to say no. Not you. No, don't put that one up just yet.
I'm putting it underneath. I'm putting it underneath.
Don't put no VIP on the table. They said we ain't good enough for that.
No. We good enough. Questlove made sure. Shout out, Questlove. Thank you for looking out for your girl all the time.
So we get upstairs now. Lambo's not even here now. I said, Maddie, let me try to see if I can smooth things down before Lambo gets here. Because I felt we're going to have a moment. I felt like New York might get crazy here. So I go to the desk. I said, I just got an email saying we got refused for the media tent and the photo pit. I just want to know, is it good? Are we good? Yo, the girl, no smile. No, you know, I'm going to work with you guys. She's like, yes. No, you don't have no access. Very curt, very rude, very short.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I understood it was going to be a long afternoon because Lambo just told me she's about 5 minutes away. We've prepared all week for this. She knows the roots.
Mm-hmm.
Let me preface. What I understand sometimes when you pay people for certain things, and now I'm going to Carrie from Charisma Agency. I saw Carrie when I got up there. She was with Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up to that point, you were paying her. She was on your payroll.
She was on my payroll. Okay. I had paid her, and for over a month and a half, she didn't do any work at all. She was treating me like a stepchild. Worse than a stepchild.
Okay. So, Calhoun is white.
She's very white.
She's up in the Jazz press room with us. At this point in the story, she's representing Lambo and Ray Angry from The Roots.
So I thought she was representing me.
So I'm going through the melee before Lambo came. I looked at Calhoun. She didn't want to make eye contact with me. I guess because she wasn't on my payroll. But by association, Lambo's on the show with me. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, she don't lock eyes with me as I'm going through the melee at the desk. Lambo comes upstairs. So, Lambo does the American thing. Our back is to the girl at the desk, but she's speaking loud enough.
Yes.
So everybody can hear.
That's right.
I'll pass it on to you now. Oh, man.
Yes, yeah, so when I got there, and I'm like, how do you pull media accreditation when the media interview starts at 3:30? Because the interview was, you have to be there for 3:30 at the media tent. This is what time it starts. We already had the hookup to have the interview with Ray at 4. So I'm like, I don't understand this. I was speaking very loudly. The girl behind me, I turn around, I feel her energy, and she's rolling her eyes at me. I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, we're going to do the interview. Weezy's preparing everything. And, you know, we get our turn to go do the interview. Now, when we go sit down to do the interview, now I'm sitting beside Ray, and Weezy is facing me. So what I can see behind his back is all the other media people, the people that work for the Jazz Fest. I can see Miss Karin in the background. And they're all being loud and ignorant. Now, they want to say black folk is loud and ignorant. I saw some white people that were loud and ignorant, okay? Yeah. So don't put that on us.
Yeah, it's on the audio. It's on the audio.
It's on the audio. We have the receipts. And listen, anybody who knows me, I am the queen of giving receipts. I don't talk without that because I've worked in television for a long time, and you have to have evidence.
Yeah.
So going back to that, the girl, the young lady, and I used the word lady very loosely. She decides to get up from behind her desk.
Yeah.
And she starts trying to intimidate me, giving me dirty looks, walking up and down, went to go get chips, staring at me with her microaggression, looking at me up and down. And I'm like, what the hell is she doing looking at me like that? This is the Jazz Fest.
This is a Jazz Fest employee.
Yeah, she's an employee for the Jazz Fest. She's at the front desk trying to cut eyes at me. And I said, I don't know who she thinks she's trying to intimidate here. So she went back to her desk. She's eating her chips all loudly. Karen was eating chips with her because I can see everything. They're all being loud. You think they're having a whole party back there. Well, watch, we're trying to do an interview, and it's loud.
Oh, y'all going to hear it. Y'all going to hear it.
And I'm like, okay. Ray gave us, listen, Ray, shout out to Ray. He is amazing. He's such an incredible artist. He's super talented. I can see why the Roots brought him on.
Yeah.
He is a humble dude. He's all about peace, love, and happiness. Now back to the Jazz Fest, because they're not about peace, love, and happiness. We finished the interview. and I get up,
yeah.
And we decide to start, you know, packing up our stuff. We're like, well, we don't have, even though we have a media pass, you know, I mean, I'm looking at it. I have it here. And that girl is giving me dirty looks. The girl at the front desk, the Jazz Festival employee. So I decide to pull Miss Karen, who was my publicist from Charisma Agency, to the side and have a conversation because I want to understand what's going on. Now, let me give you a little bit of context for people who don't know me. My mother's known in the film and fashion industry here, okay? She's Emmy-nominated makeup artist. She was a makeup artist for The 300. Mm-hmm. She's been personal makeup to Al Pacino, Ben Affleck, and so many American and Canadian artists for over 50 years, okay? My father was a very famous photographer in the United States who was friends with Berry Gordy, Quincy Jones, and the list goes on. He was the first person to take the picture of Oprah when she was Miss Black USA, okay? So just to give you context,
Bars.
I'm known in the industry. My parents are known in the industry. Yeah. So to me, somebody like Karen is not, she's not the top tier of PR. So I go to her and I ask her, I'm like, you know, first of all, I feel like I'm being disrespected because I approached you because I was trying to get in touch with Quest because I realized that when I switched my phone, I didn't have the current number. I had the old number, okay? Yeah. And I said, can you just do me a solid? Just let Quest know to call. My middle name is Tisha. To call Tisha. And it never happened.
She and you're paying her. This is a simple thing you're asking her.
But she tried to block me as if I was lying to her that I knew the Roots. Like, why would I say something like that out my face? So she was trying to block me. We had a conversation, and I looked at her. I said, you know what? You are not here for me. You don't care about representing me. You're picking and choosing favorites in whoever is in, you know, the limelight at that moment. You can't shade me like that because I'm in the industry. I know more people inside in the depth of the Jazz Festival that are higher up than PR than you do. Mm. But I said, you have an opportunity to do something to fit. You do PR. You can speak. We're in the media area. You can talk to them. And that's what I realized. I'm like, wow. So you take black folks' money.
Yeah.
You have black people that are your clients. Yeah. But when the shit hits the fan, I'm sorry, Louise, when it hits the fan, you don't speak up for us or stand up because you had an opportunity to say, you know what's going on here? This is my client. Ray is doing his interviews, but you have two clients that are there. I've been in situations where a publicist has had five clients in one room, and if something went down, they're like, listen, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go handle this. Mm. You choose to be quiet and go hide behind a pillar.
yeah, give Maddie that one.
And hide behind a pillar like you didn't see anything happening. You know what? There's so many situations where white folks or non-black people have an opportunity to say something to make it right, and she made a choice not to say anything. And for me, yes, she wanted to give me my money back because I told her she's going to give me my money back, not in 20 days. But what I don't like is when people lack loyalty and integrity. And I will always call people out. People who know me on television and on social media and now on radio, I have always called people out. I advocate for BLM, for mental health, domestic violence, and this kind of buffoonery. I will always stand up for what's right because at the end of the day, seeing what I saw that day wasn't right. There's no way that we should have been shaded, that CKUT 90.3 FM, the Morning Detour Show, or anyone from CKUT should be shaded or slighted from being at the International Montreal Jazz Festival. Okay,
hold on. So hold on. Okay, so this is how it really kicked off now. So we're coming off the interview. Once again, our back is to the girl at the desk, right? Mm. So me and Lambo's talking just like, yo, man. So Lambo's just like, yo, I can't believe you get a thing. Maddie, I start hearing whispers from behind me. Made in Montreal, where were they? I start hearing whispers behind me. Oh, it's always something. What's she saying to me?
I guess it's going to be a very interesting date today because somebody has a problem with us today.
Yo, my heart dropped. My heart dropped. Because now you start to understand, it's like, for a long time I've been saying this, like, nobody fears black people no more. And now they're getting bolder and bolder and bolder. Already you can see we're not in a good mood. we've obviously prepared to go to the media thing for the Roots, and now we come down and it's refused. Mind you, horrible, very unprofessional. How are you going to send us the email? How are you going to send us the email the day of that afternoon to tell us no, we can't go to an event that afternoon as well? And you're the international Montreal Jazz, which shows how much you respect CKT. So Maddie, she's whispering under her breath. Lambo's like, okay, enough's enough. What is your name, young lady? They want to give her a name.
She didn't want to give her name. And I said, this is my name. I said, would you like my ID? I can write it down for you.
She didn't want to give the name. Her and the girl, her and another photographer girl, Maddie, are laughing at us. Are laughing at us at the desk when me and Lambo was talking about the fact that we couldn't have access to the Roots. They're laughing at us. And it's the International Montreal Jazz Festival. So we're going through the melee, Homegirl still doesn't want to give Lambo her thing.
No.
And all this is going on, XWAM. I can't see Cat. You want to have black clients, or can't see Cat for Christmas. I think she was hiding behind a pole. I'm like, okay, Lambo, let's go, man. So Lambo's giving him pa, pa, pa. She takes two steps back. I'm in there, Papa. I saw you laughing.
I turned around. I look at her. I said, but why are you laughing? This is not funny.
So what happens next? Some higher-ups come off the elevator as if it was serendipitous.
There was like three of them that came off the elevator.
Three of them came off. And if you saw the shock on their eyes, DJ Maddie, if you saw the shock on their eyes, what's going on in the Jazz Festival press room? What's the melee? So I go, what's his name, Phil?
Yeah, Phil.
One name dropper, Phil. Yeah. No last name.
No.
Phil comes out. Phil says, hey, listen, what's going on? I don't know why. I'm telling Lambo, don't even bother explaining to him, man. There's no point.
No.
But, you know, she's an advocate. She's done over 30 press conferences. She's like, you know what? So she goes on. She proceeds to explain to him.
Yeah.
This is what the Jazz Festival has told us.
Yeah. I explained it to him. I broke it down. I said, Phil, nice to meet you. Who are you? He's like, well, I'm the PR director of the International Montreal Jazz Festival. I'm like, well, nice to meet you. This is who I am. And this is what happened. I said, this young lady at the front desk has been microaggressing us, been loud, been ignorant, been rude, disrespectful. And this is what happened with our accreditation. We got the accreditation. We got the RSVP. We followed suit. We did everything by the book that was supposed to be done. And this is what happened. He pulled up his shades. He put them on his. He's like, I want to hear what happened. He goes, I'm like, you don't know what happened. He's like, no, I don't. And then the girl, the young lady, at the front desk starts saying, I'm so sorry if I offended you.
As soon as they came off the elevator.
I'm so sorry you feel that way. I'm so sorry. Said all of a sudden, I said, what happened to that ignorant ass girl that was just that was speaking out of turn? What happened to the same girl who was trying to intimidate me walking back and forth? Now, this is an employee at the front desk. And I told Phil, I said, she should not be working here. She should not be the representation of the PR department at the front desk.
Yeah.
She should be fired immediately on the spot.
So Phil goes on to tell us that the International Montreal Jazz Festival has received so many submissions. So much. They've gotten so much.
Yep.
The International Montreal Jazz Festival, they received so much submissions.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, we have black media from all over the world. Couldn't even name one or two.
Yeah.
So Lambo goes back to him. She goes, how much black media from Montreal do you have? The whole room goes quiet.
Yeah.
And we go on the elevator.
Oh, no. Remember, before we went in the elevator, it went quiet. But I asked him, said, how many do you have? He's like, from all over the... I said, but from here, we are the only urban morning station here from Montreal representing urban. That means we black folks, like jazz made by black folk, roots, hip-hop. Like, Phil, what are we doing today? And then I said, you know what, forget it. He's like, can I have your information? He's like, I'm going to reach out to you this weekend. I gave him my phone number, gave him my name, gave him my socials, and I even sent him an email, and I received... No.
We're community radio. They don't care about us. They think we're small fries.
Oh, they're going to care.
I promise you this morning, we have a press conference at 10 o'clock. It'll be live Facebook and on YouTube. Yeah, man, enough is enough. Like, you're not going to keep this in black media and black broadcasters like that. We ain't going to go all like that. And on top of it, so we bring it all together now. So we applied for something. We promote the Jazz Fest. We asked to go see one event, all of the plethora. I think they had over 100 concerts for over the 2 weeks span. So we get denied that the day of. Typically, you're supposed to send an email a couple days before so we could readjust ourselves. Then now we get down to do an interview that Lambo set up on our own. Now we're doing an interview on you guys being ignorant behind us.
Yeah.
You guys are giving us looks, making noise, and this is the International Montreal Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
This is how you guys treat people? Nah, we ain't going to move like that.
No. As long as I'm on board here, people know me. I stand up for people. I stand up for the community, especially our community.
So, you know, it's one of those mornings. So, coming up next, we're going to play some Burna Boy Science off the new Burna Boy album. It's amazing. Hey. You know, shout out to all my African brothers and sisters around the city. And after the Burna Boy interview, we're going to play what we can from the Ray Angry Roots interview. Y'all gonna hear all the noise in the back. Shout out to Blackstar. He did the best he could.
Yeah.
He did the best he could. But Montreal might see it once again. Apologize. And I promise you, Questlove. Oh, also, hold on, Fico. Hold on. You forgot the best part of this.
Oh, yeah.
So Lambo drops me back home.
Mm-hmm.
I knock out. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But in the midst of that, Lambo and her husband went back downtown to the Jazz Fest.
That's right.
And because she's a blue check and she knows a few people,
mm-hmm.
she got into the media tent VIP. What the thing
love.
There?
Thank you very much.
She got
much
into the thing. The Roots
pass,
people saw
the
her.
Pass.
They know her, as I said. She knows them personally.
Mm-hmm.
So she got to talk to Questlove and
Thought, yeah.
And Black Thought as well. Mm-hmm. Questlove says the Morning Detour will get the interview from Questlove and the Roots when we go to New York in August.
Yeah.
So, you know. A lot of work, this media thing, I tell you this morning. A lot of work this morning.
Yeah.
Much on my city, keep it locked, man. It's the Morning Detour. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Y'all about to find out.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
There's only one mood chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city. They said they ain't gonna respect us. We're not like Saquon. We're not like Beats 92.5 FM. They said we ain't like Virgin. We have no access. So we're gonna pretend like the Morning Detour is not the best urban morning show in the country. It's Moon Chasers, Lambo's the Nigerian princess. In the Lambo, the doors only go up. We own Fridays. We've had everybody from NBA stars, politicians, entrepreneurs. We're the only community show ever in history to give out 6 cell phones, smart TVs. Shout out to Freddy Figures. Montreal, y'all ain't got love for the Morning Detour? We can't even get a little media tent access. This what's come to. We can't get no media tent access.
Oh, we go get media access. From now on, trust me, we're going to set the precedence for every other black radio station.
Much on my seas, the more Tito. DJ Maddie, it's a new burner boy. You know how we're doing things. This is the science.
Let me be your client.
when you they do me size. Any market you sell, I they buy. Make my party they feel one kind. If I ask you now, you go deny it. But I know say you they do me size. My baby smart, but to me I too wise. And she did ask me, baby, not suicide. Everybody know that I'm the guy them control. Anywhere we dead, when the guy them come over. You're playing Russian roulette with loaded revolvers. And if you kill yourself, we could call it a love.
TD Bank proudly invites you to the 16th annual Festival Haiti en Folie from July 25th to 31st. Discover Haiti like you've never seen it before through music, food and drink fair, book fair, arts and craft, street parade, and so much more. From July 25th to 31st at Quartier des Spectacles, La Fontaine Park, and Cabaret La Tulipe. For tickets and lineup, visit haitienfolie.com, a Fabienne Colas Foundation event.
Le Festival Nuit d'Afrique, the rendezvous of world music, invites you to the 36th edition from the 12th to the 24th of July in Montreal. Do not miss one of Brazil's most amazing vocalists, Fabiana Coza, the pillars of Jinawi tradition, Mukhtar Ghania, and Jinawa Soul. The electric blues of the fabulous Don Tyler Watson. Live moments of pure beauty with a South African performance by Derek Gripper and the griot of Corazal Kisisoko. For the full program and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
The Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique is back with its free outdoor programming from July 9th to the 24th in Montreal. Meet at the Patière in the Quartier des Spectacles and on the new L'Esplanade Tranquille. For the first time, a second scene for twice as many concerts and free activities for the whole family. On the program, concerts, open-air workshops, DJ sets, restaurants with tropical flavors. And don't forget the Timbuktu Market. Discover the festival like you've never seen it before. Programming on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Listen, you can't buy talent.
That's right.
You could buy ass.
Yeah.
You could buy lips.
We just talked about that. No, I just
you could
that.
Buy, nigga, you can buy anything you want, but yeah. You can't buy integrity, and you can't buy talent, yeah. And you can't buy a gift from God.
Amen.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When you gift it, so you just got to keep moving. So anyway, there was a story where I saw how he was moving. And how he was, like, trying to get on, whatever. Listen, everyone has their demons, whatever. Yeah. No one's perfect. And he was playing a record for somebody, and they were like, man, that shit is whack. And I was like, this person was big.
Yeah.
At the time, this person is big, right? Oh, that's garbage. Kanye's right here. Time. Yeah, that's garbage.
Yeah. Bump. That shit.
Bump.
That shit.
Oh. Yo, that nigga, can I get a beat? Can I get a beat? You see the shift?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people don't understand. Even when cats, like I've worked with so many artists, even when you get big, what goes up must come down.
100%.
I don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah.
You got money today. Be an asshole if you want.
Yeah.
Be a dickhead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good.
If you want, cool. Shit on people.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing it. Great job. As time progresses, the balance is going to shift because the people you shit on are going to be the ones that's going to be like writing your check.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Chris Rock was talking about how he was on set and some bully was on the set as he was security. And he was like, yo, is that Jomo? Damn, nigga. And you know what he did? He was like, hey, what up, man? What's good?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because that was a victory.
Yeah.
And so what I would say for artists, because, man, listen, I still go through that, you know, self-doubting and all that shit. And even with me, like, wanting to do my own music because I work with The Roots. A lot of times cats can be like, oh, I'm good. I don't need to.
You're comfortable.
And I was comfortable. And then the pandemic.
I was comfortable.
Turning up.
I saw you on YouTube. I was like, I'm gonna meet this guy. I see you on Jimmy smiling.
Yeah.
You guys waving at the crowd.
Yo. Yo, man. I was very comfortable. And then the pandemic hit. And the pandemic really kicked my ass.
Yeah.
On a lot of different levels. And I was like, man, I thought the world was over. And then once the pandemic gave me purpose.
Yeah.
Everything I was doing, all the experiences that I've had were permeating and, you know, and just sort of like little fires burning. And then all of a sudden a flame caught, and then all of a sudden the flame caught over here. Then that was connected. And then all these different fires are connecting now. Yeah. And so for me, that's purpose.
Yeah.
So now with me, when I'm creating, when I'm speaking, I want people to get something out of it, especially artists. You know, because, you know, I've been with so many artists, motherfuckers telling me I'm playing something, and it's like, oh, I'm playing your vision. Man, nigga, really? 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 I'm playing your vision. Really? This is the game that we play. Producers who, like, don't really play shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they got the game. They know the game, and they know how to talk, and they might be, what a gangster, whatever the fuck they are, they're not talented. You know, some of them aren't, but then some of them are. And that's the beauty about the music, is connecting with the right folks, locking in. And once that happens, it's just, and for me, you know, that's what it's like working with the Roots, especially working with Quest, because, you know, I'm still learning and growing, and I just learned so much from these guys. You know what I mean?
I was telling you, and Quest is a thesaurus of knowledge that is, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, of course, You know? Absolutely.
But how did it feel? Because the one thing you said is that you were listening to the Roots. Mm-hmm. You know, how does it feel, the full circle moment coming back, and now you are, like, with the Roots?
It's you can't make this shit up.
You know?
It's unbelievable. It's a blessing, is what it is. And it's it's a blessing. That's what I can say. And also, I'm very conscious to learn the lessons as I'm experiencing them. You know, even to see how people make different moves. Like, you know, now Quest is in the film world.
Yeah.
You know, he's like killing it.
He's killing it.
You know, and he's not just a musician.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And to me, he's an artist, and to me, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Being an artist, because I'm more than just a piano player. Yeah. I'm a guy with ideas and thoughts, you know, and I want to change the music industry as opposed to just getting a gig.
Yeah, just getting gigs. Yeah. Just,
you know what I'm saying?
Gigs,
some people are looking for gigs.
Yeah.
I'm looking for opportunities of change.
So much. Walk me through. I never thought about meeting someone that you and Quest, you guys composed for the Oscars.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. I can't. Yo, bro. I still like a blip. Bing.
Because I know my producer friend's like, yo, you gotta ask me. How's that work? Like walk me through that process. Like, producer for the Oscars,
bro.
So Quest,
like, seriously. Seriously, when I work with Quest, I love it because it's like, oh man, we got a gig. And you know, and he's like, yo, come to the studio, we go to 30 Rock and record. And it's literally like, he hits record and I play next record. There's nothing to talk about.
I can see it happening.
You know, that's what it is.
We got
this record. Da, 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 da. Okay, cool. I need something. This divide. Cool. Do it. Next record. And that's how the whole thing happened.
Wow.
You know, and like, you know, like with Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, like when I'm on a Tonight Show, like I record, you know, the commercial music.
Yeah.
So what we do is, you know, during the rehearsals, we'll record a bunch of music for the commercials. And so whenever I would go there, you know, it's the same concept. So back in 2008, when I first joined the Roots and I would do the Tonight Show with them, when I would record, we would just record, blah, 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 blah. I have probably at least over 1,000 cues, you know, that I've done with the Roots over, it's probably more than that now. So much music. But the point of what I'm trying to make is that it's just about creating in the moment,
yeah,
and not questioning the what's coming to you and just letting it out. You know what I mean? And so for me, working with Quest, I get to stop myself from second guessing.
Yeah.
I can't second guess myself when I'm with Amir.
Yeah. I see that. I can see how. You know what I mean?
I can't freak myself out or you know, like, oh man, what do we? Should I play this chord? Should I play that chord? Should I play this sound or that sound? It's sort of like, yo, just play, bro.
Yeah, just play.
Just play. Do you?
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, do you? I'm forever grateful to Quest for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Be creative.
Yeah, be creative. I always be creative.
I get to be creative, yeah. I'm the mad scientist.
But I see you on the keys. You don't play. You really don't play. I got to see you on Producer Mondays, because he does Producer Mondays at New Blue.
Yes.
Why do you do Producer Mondays? Why is it so important to you?
Producer Monday is important to me because I get to connect people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
So for me, not only do I want to connect people from all walks of life, I also want to give opportunity for people who don't have an opportunity to perform in front of a crowd. And it could be